Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has no intention of sweeping the Housing Trust Fund. The Sadowski Act was created to give money to programs that generate and support affordable housing for low-income families. But for years, lawmakers used money from the Housing Trust Fund toward other projects, and that has reduced the amount of money available for affordable housing programs throughout the state. Leon County's primary source of affordable housing assistance comes through the Sadowski Trust Fund. The county's Shington Lammy says if the legislator decides not to sweep trust funds, it will have a positive impact.
This current year, we received $167,000, and that was it. Where we were, had it not been swept, we would have gotten over $1 million. And I mean, that right there would have been so important. That means that would have been several more rooms we could have fixed, more windows we could have replaced, more septic tanks that we could have done had we had the full allotment that was due to the county. So his proposal to fully fund the trust fund and not sweep it is a huge win.
In 2018, the state legislator swept $185 million from the Sadowski Trust. That left $109 million for affordable housing programs. President and CEO of the Florida Housing Coalition, Jamie Ross, believes Governor DeSantis' proposal could change a 10-year tradition of Sadowski Trust Fund sweeps.
What Governor DeSantis has done is said, wait a second, this isn't right. This isn't good for Florida. We should be using all the Housing Trust Fund monies for housing. Now, that proposal is what is sent to the legislature.
In recent years, the House has taken a similar position to that of the governor's. Advocates are hopeful DeSantis' leadership will result in legislation that keeps housing trust funds in the hands of affordable housing programs. For WFSU News, I'm Kevin DeLorbe.